Shkel and Perik Zion, Mishnah Vav 7-6. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, Shiva Devarim Hiskinu Bezdin. The Sanhedrin established seven different enactments. Ze Echad Mehen. And the first of them we just listed. We're talking enactments here, as we said in the previous Mishnah, where we would have public funds, money from the Truma Salishka, from the Machsa Shekel, be used to pay for various additional things. So the first of the seven was, we said in the previous Mishnah, if someone found an animal near Yerushalayim and brought it there, and had to be brought as a korban, so then the public funds would pay for the nesachim. Now we're going to list the other six, according to Rabbi Shimon. Three will be in this Mishnah, three will be in the following Mishnah. Nachri, if you have a non-Jew, Shishalach Oloso, Mimedina Sayam. If a non-Jew sends his korban ola from overseas, literally, Vishalach ima nesachim, and he sends with it also its accompanying nesachim, both the wine and the meal with oil, Kraven mishalo, we bring it from his own money. Vimlav, Kraven mishal tzibor, and if not, we pay for it, meaning the accompanying nesachim, with the money of the community. Now, this Mishnah is a little more than meets the eye. First of all, let's just go through it slowly now. Nachri shishalach olaso, if a non-Jew sends his korban ola, there's a machlokas lurking in the background between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi, if a non-Jew can volunteer an ola and or a shlamim, or if non-Jews can only bring olos, entirely burned offerings, but not shlamim. This Mishnah is talking about just an ola. This Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, who the halacha follows, that non-Jews may send karbanos voluntarily to the Beis Hamikdash, but they can only be ola, holy burned offerings. So now, Mimedinos Hayam, from overseas, that just is the way of Mishnah talking about someone sending from afar, but the truth is, the Bama Baskins, even if the non-Jew, would be sending his korban ola from somewhere near Eretz Yisrael, the same din would apply. Veshelech ima nesachim, and he sends with it its accompanying nesachim. So now, a non-Jew, midrabbanan, has the status of being a zav or a zava. That means that they're tummy, and they are metame through, amongst other things, heset, just carrying a bucket or container that contained within it the wine or oil would make that wine or oil tummy. So if the non-Jew would actually send wine or oil or flour, we'd assume it was tummy. I would not offer in the Mizbeach. However, the point of our mission is, as Rashi explains, that we're talking about where the non-Jew, this is Rashi Menachos, non Aleph, by the way, and there's no Rashi, of course, on Shkalim. Rashi explains over there that we're talking about where the non-Jew sent the money to pay for the Nesachim. And if he did, then we would use his money to purchase the Nesachim. But if he didn't, so then, Bimlav, then Kraven Mishal Tzibor, the Tzibor would use communal funds, Machsa Shekel money, to purchase the Nesachim, to pay for the Nesachim for the non-Jew's offering, because there's a mitzvah that you have to bring Nesachim with every Ola. Okay, so that's, I'll call that number one of six. We're going to have six more, Bishimon says, or two of seven, have a look at it. And V'chein Ger, if you have a convert. Now, normally a convert has the exact same status as a Jew in essentially all things. A convert's a Jew. But the Ger has the unusual potential of having absolutely no heirs, H-E-I-R, heirs, like to inheritors. So because a Ger is like a newly born child, meaning he's totally like a new, not just a new branch, but a new, if you will, new trunk of a family tree and not connected to anybody else on his family tree. He's all new. So if he has no children, he'll have no inheritors. And that being the case, it's possible that we have no one else to turn to. So if you have a ger, the convert, shemes, he dies, v'hiniyach zvachim, and he left in his estate offerings, voluntary offerings, whether they're olos or shlamim. So then, of course, not just the animal has to be brought, but also the accompanying nesachim. Im yeshlo nesachim, if he also made arrangements for nesachim as well, so then kraven mishalo, then great. So we will use his wine or oil, flour that he set aside as nesachim to be included as a nesachim. V'im lav, but if he didn't. So now normally the rule would be when a person leaves over an offering, who already he consecrated, this is the ola, this is the shlamim, and he didn't make arrangements for the Nesachim, so we'd go to his heirs, and we'd say, listen, when you inherit, you don't just inherit the assets, you inherit the liabilities, and the heirs, have to pay for the Nesachim, which have to accompany your father's consecrated Olor shlamim. But in the case of a ger, a convert who has no children, so there's no one to have recourse to, and therefore, krev mishal tzibor, the community will pay for those nesachim. That's the second of six, let's call it, or third of seven. And here you go. The third of our Mishnah, the last one of our Mishnah, is utanai bezdin. The bezdin made a stipulation. Who? Al kohen gadol shemes. When a kohen gadol dies, shetehe minchaso kreva mishal tzibur, that his offering should be brought from the community. What are we talking about over here? So, the kohen gadol every day has to bring what's called a minchas chavitin offering, a special kind of meal offering. He brings half of it in the morning, half in the afternoon, every day. And that's a fixture of the Beis HaMikdash, just like you have the tamid morning and afternoon, and you have the lighting, the offering of incense in the morning and afternoon, and the shir shayom morning and afternoon. You've also got the chavitin brought in the morning and afternoon. The difference is the minchas chavitin is brought from the Kohen Gadol personally out of his own finances. 12 loaves of bread made out of an isaron of flour, a tenth of an ephah of flour, and half is brought in the morning, half is brought in the afternoon. Interestingly, it's a machlokas Rambam and Ravid, if it's 6 in the morning and 6 in the afternoon, or half of each of the 12 loaves brought in the morning, another half of each of the 12 loaves brought in the afternoon. Hence, we have to do away with the idiom 6 of one, half dozen of the other, because they're not quite the same thing. It's a machlokas. In any case, so he has to bring half the morning, half the afternoon. Now, if the Kohen Gadol dies, let's say, for argument's sake, he dies in the late morning or early afternoon, he brought his minchas chavit in the morning, we have still the other half to go in the afternoon, who's supposed to pay for that? So if he set it aside, then fine. But you'll see it's more complicated still. But then if he died and there's no one to bring it, so who pays for the chavitin out of whose pocket? So according to the Tanna Kamma, this is Rabbi Shimon, he says, "Shatei minchaso kreva mishal tzibur." The community should pay for the chavitin offerings of the Kohen Gadol until we have a new Kohen Gadol in place. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mishal yorshin. Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, it comes from his heirs, the heirs, the inheritors of the Kohen Gadol, the ones who should pay for the chavitin offering." Rabbi Yehuda has psukim for this, as Rabbi Shimon has psukim for this. Now, Ushlema Haisa Kreva, a new din all to itself. Besides the fact that there's machlokos who should pay for it, and when they're the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, Lamaisa, it's going to come from the heirs. But there's a new din here, Ushlema Haisa Kreva, you bring not the half, but the whole, meaning you bring 12 full loaves comprising an isaron, a tenth of an ephah of flour. So not a half, but a whole one for each morning and afternoon. That's also the din, which would mean, as I started saying before, I got ahead of myself, if the Kohen Gadol dies in the late afternoon, late morning or early afternoon, he brought the morning one, not the afternoon one, so he'd bring half of the batch in the morning, but a whole batch would come in the afternoon, a whole 12 loaves would come in the afternoon, and that would go every morning and every afternoon until a new Kohen Gadol is picked. And in the meantime, it is, according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Halacha, the heirs who are footing the bill, but according to Rabbi Shimon, who started our Mishnah, that's one of the seven things that the Chachamim were Masak and they established should come from public funds.